Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
You will have heard a lot of talk over the last few months about how your blood interacts with the vaccination against COVID, whether it be Pfizer or AstraZeneca. Well, we thought we would find the man who could make it easy for you and give you the best explanation so that we all can get a grip on how a vaccination interacts with your blood to protect you from coronavirus. His name is Professor Miles Prince. He is the Director of Cancer Immunology and Molecular Oncology at Epworth Healthcare, and he's the best in the business.
When we think of the blood, we think of the red cells and the white cells, and the white cells are the ones that respond to a vaccine. So when we were jellyfish, we didn't respond to anything other than everything was a common insult. So whether it was some other toxin coming along, we would just non-specifically respond. And about 250 million years ago, we evolved to develop a very specific response to what is foreign. So the capacity to recognize what is self versus non-self is a critical part of our immune system. So, you know, you've heard of rejection from organs and stuff. That's because it's the immune system saying, hang on, that's not me. That's something else. And they try to work out, could it be a virus attacking them? Could it be bacteria? Could it be a foreign body? And so the immune system has an enormous capacity to differentiate what is foreign. So what a vaccine is doing is artificially inducing that immune response. So when you were born, your mother quickly got you vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella. The immune system is working very quickly. And what it does, it injects an artificial measles, mumps, rubella into the body. And the immune system goes, huh, I better attack that. It's foreign. And the beauty about it is it remembers it forever. For the next 90 years of your life, your immune system still remembers that it doesn't like diphtheria.
And so, how does it remember it after?
Well, that is the amazing thing about it, because like any army of white cells, there are front-end soldiers, the ones that throw themselves into battle and that are immediately, unfortunately, can be killed off. But that's their job. They go out there, they fight their battle. So if you get, for example, prick yourself in a thorn in the garden, the thing that causes pus are these things called neutrophils. Now, they're important, but they're incredibly stupid cells. They basically go to the area and blow themselves up, but they create an environment that kills the bacteria. Now, that's no good for the future. So what happens is some of that bacteria is dragged to the lymph glands, like an ant to an ant's nest. Mm-hmm. And in the lymph glands, it's processed and what we call, inverted commas, educated. And it educates the lymphocytes and says, see, like rag to a bloodhound, this is what you need to remember. This is the smell. This is what a diphtheria or a tetanus or whatever. So there's chemical reactions and genetic changes that occur in those lymphocytes, which even mind boggle me today. I mean, I try and teach registrars about it, and it's just the complexity is enormous. But basically, it goes into the hard drive. It's remembered. But the beauty is it can pull it up at the time that it's re-exposed.
And so,
a vaccine is artificially producing that process.
And so how is that the recipe for the vaccine, that it is just enough so the body can win?
Correct. So it's basically doing that rag to the bloodhound and saying, this is what you have to remember. So when the person actually comes across the actual virus, and in this case it's COVID-19, the coronavirus, it goes, I've seen that before. It gets super excited. It starts dividing. So these cells, one turns into two, turns into four. Next thing you know, you've got millions of these what are called lymphocytes or T lymphocytes and B lymphocytes, which are initiate an attack on the virus quickly. So that's why we don't get chickenpox every week. The human race wouldn't last very long if we got chickenpox every week. It's our body's capacity to remember both the infection and the vaccine is an artificial way of presenting that infection.
Just enough so the body can win.
Correct.
Just enough. Yeah. And that's the brilliance.
It does it in a way, yeah. And look, the reason is because it's producing, what it's doing is it's showing them the uniform. So it's like showing a group of an army and saying, these are the bad guys. This is what their uniform is. I'm not going to actually put the person in it. So all it's doing is it's showing them aspects of it without it being the actual virus or the actual bacteria. It's just small components of it. So in the coronavirus, they talk about the spike protein. Mm-hmm. That's the protein that's on the outer side of it. And all that's being done in these vaccines is demonstrating the spike protein. And that's it. That's enough for the immune system to say, okay, I know what you're talking about. Oh. I'm going to kill anything that carries that spike protein.
So it's just the spike protein.
Yeah, and there are different ways of producing different vaccines, and so some vaccine production is straightforward, and some's very complicated. So, for example, the Chinese vaccine is a simple one. It's just using a mashed up virus, whereas the ones that we talk about the patients are now getting are very, very specific, very safe. It's got no components of live virus or even deactivated virus. It's just artificial components of the virus that make our immune system think and recognize it.
And memorize it.
Yeah. And it's the memory that's the most amazing thing.
Catherine in Albury. Hello, Catherine.
Oh, hello, good morning. I'd like to ask a question about the nature of the reaction to the vaccine. I got the AstraZeneca about 3 weeks ago, and let's put it this way, I had a very, very robust reaction. Because my body obviously has mounted a great defence. How is that? Does that mean that I would be able to fight the COVID off more robustly than, say, somebody who didn't have such a robust
That's interesting. Effect.
Yes. So it is to some extent true. So the feeling is that what's happening in your body is that it is just like you've got been infected and your body's immune system is having all of that information given to it, and the cells are starting to produce chemicals. So the reason we get sick when we get an infection is not from the virus itself. It is actually because the immune system is trying to kill that virus, and it's producing lots of chemicals that will kill the virus. And that makes us feel unwell. And so ultimately when people die of the infection, it is because the organs are invaded and damaged. But the reason we feel sick when we get a cold, the reason we get the shakes when we've got the flu and we're sitting in bed with the blanket over us because our temperature's dropping, is because our own body, in the process of fighting it off, makes us feel unwell. We get exactly the same feeling when we're given the vaccine. If people have no symptoms, though, it doesn't mean they're not going to respond. That's where the sort of the theory falls apart. So people can feel perfectly well. The younger you are, the more likely you are to get an immune reaction. And it's also true that the younger you are, you're more likely to get a good response. So one of the problems with the flu vaccine for years has been people over the age of 70 haven't responded. So you probably know that the vaccines that we classically use for older people for flu is a bit different. It's a bit more roughened up to make people get that immune response. And that can mean a few more side effects.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's quite a fascinating thing in terms of the body's immune response, but I don't think I've ever heard it explained just so succinctly and easily, Miles. Thank you.
It's a very, very complicated thing, but simplistically, it is the normal's body response. Just we've been clever enough as humans to make it artificial as you say, just enough to make the immune system respond.
I can't tell you the response we've had to your simple and concise explanation. Thank you again.